USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's war crimes in Ukraine have been discovered in the town of Bucha, about 21 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. As Russian soldiers are accused of rape, executions, and genocide, President Zelensky continues to call on the world for help.
Indeed, this is genocide. The elimination of the whole nation and the people. We are the citizens of Ukraine. We have more than 100 nationalities. This is about the destruction and extermination of all these nationalities.
Russian leaders claim they have done nothing wrong. Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester said Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence in which 6 people were killed and 12 were wounded, right down the street from the California Capitol. One unidentified parent speaks out on the lack of transparency.
SAC PD need to step up to the plate and give us some information.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Title 42 allowed Border Patrol to reject illegal immigrants from entering the country, a policy started by President Trump. Now, President Biden appears ready to open the southern border to anybody that wants to get into the country.
The Biden administration will soon end a key COVID-19 era border policy, with the CDC announcing the Title 42 public health order will end on May 23rd. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain weighs in about the importance of processing asylum claims.
I think the goal for everyone should be to make sure those asylum claims, those claims of people fleeing persecution, are heard in a prompt way. Those who deserve protection from persecution get that protection. Those who don't are promptly sent back to where they came from.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And then there were two. March Madness championship game is tonight as Kansas takes on North Carolina. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's GLUCO down.
President Trump last visited Michigan on Election Day 2020. Saturday, he returned to boost select Michigan candidates running for Secretary of State, Attorney General, and the legislature in a nearly two-hour address.
Another key step for a Republican Congress will be to restore free speech in America. You know, they say that in Russia, the people in Russia don't even know they're having a war because they have a rigged press. We have the same rigged press. Maybe not quite as severe, but it'll be there in the not-too-distant future. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have now finally admitted that Hunter Biden's laptop, the laptop from Israel, which I think that was, I came up with that name. Didn't I come up with that name first? I think so. I never get credit for fake news. I never get credit for the laptop from. I never get credit for Crooked Hillary. We had so many great names. I won't go into the Republican names because I like them all now.
French winemakers are lighting heat fires to thaw their grapevines to save them from a late frost following a winter warm spell, a temperature swing that is threatening fruit crops in multiple countries. Ice-coated vines stretched across hillsides from Chablis as the Burgundy region woke Monday to temperatures of 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Fruit growers are worried that the frost will likely kill off a large number of early buds, which appeared in March as temperatures rose above 68 degrees. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.